Sports Butt. This is Diane.
Hey, Diane. It's Sam at Cardiff. How are you?
Oh, okay. How are you?
Not too bad. We are extremely busy. Apparently, everybody was waiting until this election was over to start doing business. We're on a mad scramble now.
Well, I'm guessing the only way I'm going to be able to get that to you is if I go find a place to make copies and put it in the mail.
The fax isn't working.
I tried faxing. I thought I got through 4 or 5 pages, but I basically have to kind of like feed them through. I just can't stick the copies there and make it. It just isn't working.
Okay. So I know, like, I mean, you know, I've been pretty upfront with you from the beginning here with, you know, I want to get you something. It's going to be a challenge with just, you know, everything that we're working with, but I don't want to send you on like a wild goose hunt to go send these statements over if we're not going to be able to do something. So how about this? Why don't we just kind of walk through it right now? You can give me the amount for your total deposits for each month, and I will go and find out if we are able to do something just based off of that, because I don't want to have you go somewhere and have to, you know, go through all the work just to, you know, spend a lot of time and not get anything. I can get you some immediate feedback if I just know what the cash flow is looking like. Does that make sense to you?
That does make sense. And okay. I can kind of tell you that actually I had talked to a couple of other places. You know, people call me on a daily basis. I guess they know I'm needy. that's the only thing I know. But one of the stipulations for most of them, if it's not, you know, based on your credit cards, which I tell them, you know, this is seasonal. I can't depend on credit cards. Then it's having to make $125,000 a year, which I do not. And I think I wrote that on that paper that I sent to you.
Yeah, yeah. And we've definitely had situations where we've been able to do something for something less. So that's why I don't want to discount it.
These are all like people call me about small businesses. I mean, have they not ever heard of like really small?
Yeah.
A town of like 6,000 people. And I am just thankful that I've been able to do this. In April, it will be 25 years.
Yeah.
I mean, the only other thing in this town that's lasted that long have been a couple of banks, and they've changed names 10 times. So, anyhow, let me...
Well, how about this? Let's go over the past 3 months of the on the bank account, and I'll just have some basic questions for you, and I'll be able to, you know, take it to an underwriter and get, you know, at least a preliminary answer, so we're not, you know, doing this all for nothing.
Okay, that'd be awesome.
Okay, so do you have the statements with you right now?
Got everything in front of me.
Okay, so let's do October, so last month.
That was the one I think I just got in the mail today. Let me look real quick.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I have it yesterday. Okay, yep. Let's see. Just 1 second. Put the phone down so I can open it. Just a sec.
Okay.
Okay,
so for October, can you tell me what your total amount of deposits was?
Yep, I can. Well, I can just read it off of what it says here. The beginning balance, 10-1, was $514.65.
Okay.
Deposits, $4,150.65.
Okay.
And withdrawals, $4,480.60.
Okay.
and ending balance 184.70.
Okay, now how many the number of deposits were there?
15 deposits, 36 withdrawals.
Okay, perfect. That's good for October. Now, if we can do the same thing for September and August, I should be able to get something going.
And I think on the withdrawals, it says withdrawals / miscellaneous debits, because I do have different things taken out of that, such as insurance kind of stuff. And
oh,
that,
sure,
so
sure.
All together. Okay, September?
Yes.
Beginning balance, $2,211.72.
Okay.
Deposits / miscellaneous credits. There were 26 of them for $6,369.81.
Okay.
The withdrawals, there were 57, $8,066.88.
Okay.
And I'm back to that 500. The ending balance was 514.65, which was the beginning of the October balance. So
sure, yeah, okay, perfect. Then how about let's do August?
Okay. August, the beginning balance was $720.65.
Okay.
Deposits 19. They totaled $5,453.42.
Okay.
Withdrawals 37 for $3,962.35.
All right.
And the ending balance $2,211.72.
Okay, perfect. Now, as far as how those months compare to the rest of the year for you, are those pretty average? Are they above average or are they below average?
Well, I was going to say, let's do July.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. Yeah, let's do it.
Well, the beginning balance July was $735.93. Which is a little different than the seven. See, that's August. Oh, July. I'm going backwards.
Yeah, so that's the start, the beginning of the month.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Okay. Beginning balance $735.93 for July. Deposits 14. Total of $7,184.51.
Okay.
That's not much better. Withdrawals were 45. With $7,199.79.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's probably pretty close. I mean, it's just so seasonal that, I mean, June, July, and August, I mean, they're almost non-existent. I mean, they're really not very good.
Oh, okay.
It's because once ball season gets underway, which they start earlier than they used to. I mean, I start doing uniforms and stuff like in March. They actually play the beginning of April, and they're usually done by the time school's out, like in May.
Sure.
Back when my kids were playing, you know, you didn't even start till school was almost out, because that was summer ball.
Yeah, yeah.
So all of that's kind of changed. Now they just do basically traveling teams in the summer. But, you know, back in the day, I had probably three times of the year that actually were good. Now I'm kind of down to like two. But at this point, I do have a lot more business in the letter jacket part of it. And, I mean, that's one thing they haven't figured out how to go online and do, I guess. But I just sized 23 football players and four managers Monday. So, and their clubs actually buy their jackets for them, and I do all the stuff, and the parents pay to have the rest of the stuff put on.
Sure. So is this probably one of your busier months?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So here's another.
The bad part is most of the time the booster clubs actually don't pay me until kind of like after the fact. I mean, I'm probably going to ask for maybe half of it down, but those 27 jackets there, I already have like another 20 or 25 I'm working on now that are actually for, you know, right now and for Christmas. But, you know, being stiffed $1,000 on some football shirts definitely did not help. So that was not a good deal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. So my next question is, what exactly is the immediacy? So, like, how soon do you absolutely need to have some funding?
Mainly, thank you so very much. Thanks, Mark. Mainly, I have an invoice due for my fall order of letter jackets, and that is due December the 1st. So
December the 1st, okay.
Right. I have, at that point, there's $2,900 due, and then like 2 weeks later on the 10th, I have another $2,000 due.
Okay, because what I was going to suggest is perhaps if you have like a busy month coming up, it might be best to wait and try to get the approval based off of that. But it doesn't sound like that's really going to be an option. So I think we're just going to try to move with what we have and just try to make the best of it because, you know, sounds like we need the funding before December, right?
Well, and, you know, I might possibly, you know, be able to come up with, you know, probably half of it. But the thing that I'm really discouraged about is the Swift Capital thing that, I mean, taking $260 a week out of my account has caused me not to be able to keep other things up.
Yeah.
And, you know, I could probably, you know, swing, you know, a couple of those payments if they were like a monthly thing. And like you said earlier, for a longer period of time than 12 months.
Yeah.
But they know they have me over a barrel because, mm-hmm. you know, they knew that I was desperate that I had to have some money at that point. Because if I don't keep, you know, the people I do business with, if I don't keep them current, then, you know.
Yeah, you're going to lose them. Yeah.
Yeah, they want me to pay by credit card, which is not an option, or, you know, I've got to send them money up front, and sometimes that's okay, but most of the time I really need that net 30 in order to get by.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So.
Okay. All right. Well, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to take these numbers that we just kind of went over right here and kind of...
I have the credit card things here in front of me too.
Really, I think in order to see if we're going to be able to do something, these are the numbers that I have. These numbers I have right here they're going to serve that purpose. So what I'm going to do is I have a couple of close friends that work in underwriting. So I'm just going to walk over there and just try to do kind of like a mock walkthrough and see what exactly they're going to come back with. That way I'll be able to let you know. So if there is something there, then we can go through the whole hassle of actually sending those statements in.
Okay, awesome. Okay.
All right. And I have a pretty good understanding of, you know, where you are and what we want to accomplish. So if I do have something, I'm going to make sure that it makes sense for you.
Well, all I can tell you is I really appreciate your taking the time to at least try for me.
Absolutely. And I'll let you know that's really the difference, I think, with the people that you've been talking to that are just kind of turning their back. It's they just don't want to spend the time on it.
Well, yeah. Well, why should they? I mean, they know I'm in a desperate mode. But on the Swift one, I mean, I actually started out like with 5,000, and you know, it's like I think in when you're halfway through it, then they offer you more money to, but of course then they have to pay off the balance that you have, and then by the time, let's say they're giving me $8,000, by the time I pay off the remaining of that, I mean, there's not much left for me to even work with.
Yeah, and also, Diane, one thing that I want to throw out there for you, just so you're aware of it, when they do that, you're getting charged interest on that amount that they're paying off. So it's almost like you're getting charged interest twice on it.
Seriously?
Yeah, I've seen it a number of times on those renewals, because they'll tell you they're giving you X amount, but they're paying off that balance from the previous loan, but they're charging you interest on both of them.
Well, that's a bunch of crap. And
yeah.
The other thing, too, is as far as them telling me, that figure right there, that is not interest. It would say like 12% or something. No, that is not interest. There's really not interest. You know, it depends on, you know, how fast you pay this, blah, blah, blah. And I'm thinking, you're not telling me that I'm borrowing $8,000 and I have to pay back 12 and there's no interest. I mean,
yeah.
I'm not, it's not all the time anyway.
They try to complicate it to hide behind that, so it doesn't have to be out front with exactly what the cost is. And you know, it's, yeah, I've worked with customers that have come from Swift many times, so I understand kind of the situation that you're in, and that's why I'm willing to put my time in it to try to find something for you.
Well, I sincerely appreciate it, and you know, I know you just said that you have lots of things going on, so I mean, you need to put me off until the first part of next week. I totally understand.
Well, thank you for that understanding, because that's one thing I was going to mention is I'm going to try to get that answer from the underwriter today, but we are incredibly swamped. It's even more than what we anticipated. So please forgive me if I do kind of, you know, lag a little at the very least. I'll get back to you by tomorrow, though.
It is no big deal. I mean,
okay.
That's why I kind of started early. I had that paper that I'd gotten in the mail, I think, probably a week or so ago. And, of course, I had kind of more than that one, but I thought, you know, this doesn't say on here, you know, some things like the other ones do, and I thought, you know, it's worth a shot that I actually get someone that will maybe help me, and I really do appreciate all that you've done. And thank you for not making me go through all that.
Yeah.
Once it is happening, I definitely will, you know, get you all that stuff if you need to have it. And
absolutely.
It's not a big. So, but thank you so much, Sam. And, you know, if I'm not here whenever you call, please leave a message because I will call you back.
Okay.
This morning I was late. I had to run a couple of errands, but, you know, it's just me, so I usually.
Sure, yeah. I remember you saying that the first time we spoke, that it's not just you now. So I completely understand. Completely understand. And, Diane, it's a pleasure talking with you. And like I said, I'm going to continue to do everything I can to find something for you.
Well, the same feelings with you, and thank you so much for your help, and I'll wait to hear back from you.
Okay, we'll talk soon. Thanks, Diane.
Thanks, Sam. Bye.